This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Mesa County's Republican clerk and recorder Tina Peters was arrested Tuesday. She's accused of filming a court hearing without permission and lying to the judge about it. CPR's Benta Berkland reports the arrest is not related to an investigation of a potential election security breach by Peters.
Peters is accused of using her iPad to film part of a criminal hearing, in spite of signs saying it's not allowed, and then lying to the judge about her actions. If she did this, Peters could be charged with attempting to influence a public servant. A video of her arrest shows that when officers tried to seize her iPad to look for evidence, Peters tried to pull away and repeatedly shouted to be let go. In the separate election security case, Peters is accused of allowing an unauthorized person to make copies of sensitive voting machine hard drives. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Calls are down to Colorado's system for students to report potential school threats. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
In January, the anonymous reporting tip system Safe to Tell received about 1,500 calls, a 35% decrease over the same month last year. Calls for potential suicide threats were the top category, followed by reports of bullying and drug use. Officials say as students transition back to in-person classes, bullying and drug reports are rising back to the top of reported categories. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Colorado Springs City Council is making it illegal to sit or lie down in public rights of way in a bigger part of the city's downtown. Local businesses and the Downtown Partnership say the change is needed to ensure greater pedestrian safety in a rapidly developing area. But residents spoke to the council against the ordinance. They say it further criminalizes homelessness. This is CPR News and KRCC.